Okay, Chains, welcome to your first day at Jim Jordan's. These are our new product, Bieber Bites. Just smile and remember.
The customer is always right.
Okay, I could do that.
All right, I'll leave you to it.
Hey, sir, can
I get some Bieber Bites?
How many?
How about this? Let me get a pack of Justin Bieber's balls.
Funny, yeah, how many do you want?
Hey, let me get a pack of Bieber's sack.
Okay, yeah, how many, bro?
Let me get a taste of Justin Bieber's wiener.
Back in my day, I used to work at a fast food place called Jim Jordan's. Now, for legal reasons, this is not Tim Hortons, okay? It has J's and shit, like, they don't even look that similar, bro. But honestly, working at Jim Jordan's, I felt like Johnny Sins, the way I'd put on my uniform and go to work just to get the soul sucked out of me, bruh. And instead of dealing with a bunch of fat asses, I'm dealing with a bunch of fat asses talking about...
Alright, so I ordered an extra large BLT with ranch, extra bacon, no veggies, and I only got 5 strips of bacon. I want a new one.
Where's the sandwich?
I ate it.
Of course you did, bruh. Like, you do not need more food. I don't think your arteries could compensate for any more bacon.
My doctor said I'm in shape.
I mean, yeah, bro, you're in the shape of a circle. I mean, I don't even know how you made it through the door. Oh, shit, damn.
Now, believe it or not, I was a Jim Jordan's Hall of Fame employee. Shit, I was the best in that whole goddamn establishment, bro. And no, it's not because I was the sexiest, hardest working, strongest, most intelligent dude they'd ever seen. It's because everyone else was ass, bro. On the drive-through, we had the Indian homie Dilpreet, and the only English he knew was the Jim Jordan's menu, bruh.
Welcome to Jim Jordan's. What can I get for you?
Hey, just give me a moment.
I give you donut.
No, I need time to think.
You need chai, tea, drink?
No. Can you wait or not?
Okay. One tater tot.
No! Wait!
You want it?
No! Okay, stop it. You know what?
Okay. Chocolate donut.
Then over making the food, we had this sweet 83-year-old lady, Linda, who was 20 years too old to be doing this shit.
Okay, Chains, here's the cheese bagel.
Thank you, Linda. But, this is the 9th cheese bagel you've given me in 20 minutes.
Oh, my good gracious. I'm sorry. Oh, what's this? Oh, cheese bagel coming right up.
And overworking the counter, we had Sebastian. Now, don't get me wrong. Sebastian was a really nice guy, but... He had a little hint of the tism, you know, he had a lot of the tism. Like, it was more like the tism had a hint of Sebastian. Which is cool, of course, but it did mean that he would absolutely yap at every single customer who came in the store. Shit, I'll never forget this one time a girl came in the store and just ordered a muffin, like...
Welcome to Jimmy's, what can I get for you?
Hey, can I just get a fruit explosion muffin?
Can you guess what Sebastian said next, bruh?
Maybe your total is 175?
Cash or card?
For here or to go?
None of the above, bruh. The sentence that came out of this motherfucker's mouth was...
A food explosion muffin?
Yes, please.
That sounds an awful lot like a hate crime to me.
Can I get my muffin, please?
Do you get it?
I get it.
Okay, listen. It's like...
You really
okay,
don't need to explain.
Explosion, okay.
Sorry, you don't...
It's like if you took a bunch of gay people...
So that's Sebastian. And over on drinks, we had this dumbass 15-year-old who's always spilling and shit. That was me. Yeah, that was me. I was ass too, but like, I was still the best by default though. So the point is, our Jim Jordan's crew was looking like a group of clumsy villains from a Disney movie. But just because we were all really ass at our jobs doesn't mean we were useless. Cause if there's one thing we knew how to do, it was making people's days even worse than they already were. You pull up to our drive-thru all happy, just wanting a small coffee? Shit, you're leaving with a small hot tea and some suppressed anger you'll probably bring home and let out on your wife and children. You pull up to our drive-thru just wanting a breakfast sandwich? You're leaving with nothing, because we ran out of eggs and cheese and bread and the breakfast and the sandwich. You pull up to our drive-thru pissed off, complaining about how there's not enough mayo in your wrap? Bro, you're leaving with a wrap filled with super special secret Sebastian sauce. So I'm sure you could probably tell, but we had to do a lot of customer service and talk our way out of a lot of mistakes. And by we, I mean me, bruh. I was the designated customer service dude, because before it was me, it was Dilpreet, and that shit would usually go some like,
hey, I just took a bite out of my chicken wrap, and it literally tastes like someone busted a nut in that shit.
A nut?
Yes, someone busted a nut in my goddamn food.
You want a donut?
No!
And then before Dill Preet, it was Linda.
Hey, I just took a bite out of my chicken wrap and it literally tastes like someone busted a nut in that shit.
Oh my heavens, that's horrible. I'm sorry, I'll get you a refund right away.
Ah, thank you. Hello?
Hello. Welcome to Jim Jordan's. What can I get for you?
God damn it.
And before Linda, it was Sebastian.
Hey, I just took a bite out of my chicken wrap and it literally tastes like someone busted a nut in that shit.
Oh yeah, that was me.
Now, of course, our elite Jim Jordan's crew had a manager.
Magnus.
Now, Magnus was strict as hell, but she would only show up like once a month. But whenever she did show up, she was running this Jim Jordan's like it was the military or some shit. Cause usually I'd be 54 minutes into my 30 minute break playing Clash Royale. But when Magnus was there, bruh, shit, I'd clock into my break, make eye contact with her, shit my pants, and then clock right back out. She was so intimidating that whenever she would show up, I would never spill a drink. Sebastian used real mayo. Preet spoke fluent English, and Linda would be so stressed out, she'd forget to forget. She was running this place so much like the military, she had my ass waking up at 4:30 every day. And when Magnus was teaching me to do customer service, she really loved to say,
"The customer is always right."
So of course I listened, but it was low-key a crazy statement, cause honestly, the customer is never right, bro. It doesn't even matter what we're talking about. It could be like, "Hey, how you doing?" "Hey, I'm doing good, can't complain. I mean, it's a nice sunny day outside." Damn, this chicken wrap is good as hell. I am 100% sure nobody busted a nut in this. And I don't know about you, but I personally have never complained about my fast food order ever. I usually just get my order, check the bag, realize instead of a Big Mac, they gave me a McChicken with a bite taken out of it, cut my losses, and I keep it pushing. But some of these motherfuckers in the Jim Jordan's drive-thru come in like you just murdered their entire family and then took a shit in their coffee.
Oh shit.
Hey you, there's not enough sugar in my fucking coffee.
Oh, okay, yeah, sorry about that. Do you want me to add more sugar?
No, this is unbelievable.
Now, I swear these angry customers love to throw around the word unbelievable. But I'm not gonna lie, we forgot to put sugar in your coffee. It's pretty fucking believable, bruh. I mean, look at the staff. We're getting paid minimum wage. The guy who took your order doesn't speak English. The guy who made your order's a 15-year-old running off 2 hours of sleep. And the rest of our staff is playing fucking patty cake. You're lucky we even had enough brain cells to get you the coffee. And I'ma be honest, it was a blessing that I was broke as shit and really needed that job, because if I didn't, I would have crashed out for sure.
Hey, some dumbass forgot to put cheese in my fucking grilled cheese.
Oh, hell no. Yo, Linda, you hear this ungrateful piece of shit?
Oh, hell no. You keep running your mouth, I'm about to grill your cheese, bitch.
What the fuck is your old ass gonna do? No,
you don't speak about Linda.
And I busted in your sandwich last week.
Wait, what?
Fulcrum, come in.
Damn, bro. We gotta get as high as this dude. Facts. How does this motherfucker get so baked? I don't even know. Let me check. Oh, here.
Yup. Just getting faded than a hoe out here at the fucking goddamn Burger King, you feel me? About to take my first smackington off the Benjamin.
Damn, it looks like we gotta hit the Benjamin in a Burger King. Yo, what the fuck is a Benjamin? I don't know, but I'm trying to find out. Yo, how's it going? Yeah, we're good, but I was looking to buy a Benjamin. Damn, you dudes are about to take a trip to Benjamin City, huh? Yeah, we're about to hit the Benjamin and things of that nature. Awesome. Here you go, Yodi gang. Thanks, man. Oh, and dudes, but between you and me, there's a Burger King next door, if you know what I mean. Oh, thank you. Alright, so I guess we just walk in this bitch and start hotboxing this Burger King? Bro, isn't that illegal? I don't fucking know.
God damn!
This shit hits. Let me try.
Damn.
Unfortunately, you guys can't be doing that in our Burger King. Nah. It's chill. We're just getting faded than a hoe. Wait, you're getting faded than a hoe? Yeah, we're getting faded than a hoe. Shit, I know you were getting faded than a hoe. My bad, Yodi gang. Nah, you're good. You want a little hit? Shit, I might have to take this Benjamin to Blinkerton City, you feel me?
Yeah, yeah, I feel you.
Damn, this Benjamin rips harder than a hoe.
Yeah, have a good rest of your shift, man.
Yeah, you too. Fuck, did I just say you too? Listen, I don't know about you, but this Benjamin got me feeling...
Faded than a hoe, faded than a hoe, faded than a hoe, faded than a hoe, faded than a hoe.
Wait, are you hearing what I'm hearing? Oh shit, is that? It can't be.
Need I say more, Yoda Gang?
Holy shit, it's him, Damien Luck 925.
I am the original Fulcrum. Fulcrum, come in. Yup. Yo, Gang, you feel me?
No way. We were literally just hitting the Benjamin in this Burger King.
Double Benjamin City session, shall we?
The double Benjamin? Damn, bro. We gotta try the double Benjamin. Yo, where are we?
I'm faded out here in Yodi Land, you feel me?
No fucking way. It's a city full of Damien 925. Yo, this is crazy. Bro, these munchies are crazy. Facts, let's go cop some food. Holy shit. 7-Eleven is just full of motherfuckers hitting the Benjamin. The whole goddamn store is hotboxed. Yo, quick, buy the Doritos before I pass out. Oh, fuck. Hey, wake up. Wake up, hey. Hey, please wake up. I just... Hey, it's gonna be okay. It's gonna be okay. Just got 5 things to say. Yeah, what is it? What is it?
Faded than a hoe, faded than a hoe, faded than a hoe, faded than a hoe, faded than a hoe.
Need I say more? Hey, but you gentlemen have a good rest of your day.
First dates have the potential to be magical, fantastical, romantical, a night you will never forget. But they also got the potential to be straight booty. I mean, first dates are just a gamble, bro, especially if it's from a dating app. Like, you could show up to your first date with a 5'4 blonde Tinder girl and end up finding out she's 5'9. And she's brunette. And she's a dude. I mean, first dates from dating apps is kind of like buying one of those SpongeBob popsicles from an ice cream truck. Like, you know it's not gonna look the same as the advertisement, but the question is, how fucked up can it really be? And let me just say, extremely fucked up. I'm talking massive buck teeth, eyes crossed with a bite taken out of it, and I'm not talking about the popsicles. And these are the exact reasons my very first date was not from Tinder. Also because I was in grade 7. And that would be illegal. And when I was in grade 7, I was 12, as most grade 7s were. And for whatever reason, me and my homies loved going to the mall after school. Which was weird, cause we had no money. So after another successful day of walking around and being too broke to buy anything, we walked back to the bus terminal by the mall, and as we walked up to our bus stop, we see these two girls waiting there. And the closer we got, the more familiar these girls started looking until we realized one of them was in our class. And so we walk up to them like, yo, are you Kate? Oh shit, Billy Bob and Chains, what's up? Oh, nothing much. How are you guys doing? Oh, I'm good. This is Jessica, she's new to our school. Hi.
What's up?
Hello, Jessica.
What brings you guys to the mall?
Oh, nothing much. Just walking around and not buying anything because we don't have any money.
Yo, us too.
And so we all get on the bus and we're just talking and shit for a good 20 minutes until my stop comes up. So I pull the thingy, but before I get off the bus, I ask Jessica,
yo, Jessica, do you Snapchat by any chance?
Yeah, I do. Let me add you. What's your Snap name?
And I remember I had some shitty ass username like, oh shit, it's MLG Pro No Scoper Illuminati Confirmed.
Yo, kid, get the fuck off the bus.
Sorry, one second, please. Where was I? MLG Pro No Scoper Illuminati Confirmed. And when I got home, I went on Snapchat, accepted a request, and we started talking. And we snapped all night to the point I was smiling, kicking my feet in the air and shit.
Yo, I'm coming in.
No, wait, don't. I'm beating my meat. Wait, shit. Yo, what boy has you smiling like that?
Boy? It's a girl.
Man, shut the fuck up. Oh,
Oh shit, you're serious?
Wait, wait, so the whole time you were watching Powerpuff Girls?
It just had a good plot.
Okay, bro. Okay, so this is what you gotta know. And my brother started running me through the do's and don'ts of being in a talking stage. Alright, listen. Don't text her too much, but don't text her too little. Don't talk to too many other girls.
Yep, nope. That won't be a problem right there.
Yep, I know, buddy. And you also gotta talk to her at school. So the next day at lunch, Bob, Billy, and I walk over to Jessica and her two friends, and we start talking again, and we make plans to go to the mall together. And boom, all of a sudden, we started forming a little friend group. It was me, Bob, and Billy with Jessica, Kate, and Nikki. And we started hanging out damn near every day, hitting the mall, buying nothing, going to Nikki's house, doing nothing. But we had fun, and so inevitably, Bob and Kate start having a thing, Billy and Nikki start having a thing, and that just left me and Jessica. And so one late night, we're on Snapchat with my feet kicking in the air faster than ever, and Jessica hits me with a, "So, I've been thinking, well, I like you. I like you back. So, and I typed up, do you want to be my girlfriend? I fucking threw my phone across the room, nervous as hell. I get the notification, and when I go to check what she said, she was like, yes, I do. And call me Josh Giddy, the way I just bagged this 12-year-old. But the next day at school, when me, Billy, and Bob walk up to our girlfriends, I started getting all nervous and shit. There was something about the title of being a boyfriend that just had me shitting bricks, bro. It was like, hey, Chains, how are you? Oh, you know, I'm good. how are you? Oh, I'm good. But now that all three of the boys had acquired girlfriends, Billy was like, hey, why don't we all see a movie this weekend? Like it'll be a triple date.
Yeah, that's God, a great idea.
Yeah, let's do it. It's a date. Triple date. Yeah. Fuck, yeah. And by the time the weekend rolled around, I was still terrified of the fact that I was going on a date, and to be honest, I was also scared of the movie, bro. We came to watch It, which as a 12-year-old sounded like straight nightmare fuel, bro. But nonetheless, me, Bob, and Billy hop on the bus and arrive at the movie theater, fashionably late. And so when we walked through the doors, there was our three little girlfriends excited for our first dates. So we all walk up, hug, and then go to get our tickets. And I drop my entire life savings on her ticket, and then go into debt for mine, but nonetheless, we head to the theater.
Wait, should we get popcorn?
Oh yeah, of course. Hey man, how much is a large popcorn?
Large popcorn, that'll be $10.
Boom!
What happened? Are you okay?
Yeah, I just realized they ran out of popcorn.
Are you fucking stupid?
Yeah, no, don't worry. Thank you, man. Is it no problem? Have a good day. And we got to our seats and sat down, and the movie began. And as the movie progressed, I realized it wasn't even too scary, but about 20 minutes deep, I get a tap on my shoulder from Bob. And he gestures to me the fact that him and Kate are holding hands. And I look over to Billy and Nikki, and they're all cuddled up and shit. Which meant I had to make a move, bro, which inconveniently made my hands start sweating bullets. So now I was in a position where I couldn't just grab her hand while my shit was sweaty as hell, cause then she'd think I'm weird. But then I also couldn't just sit there and do nothing the whole time, cause then she'd also think I'm weird. So I just started doing the only thing I could think of, which was blowing on my hand like some hot soup, and believe it or not, made me look fucking weird. But at least my hand was dry, so I go and hold her hand, but when I do, I make a grave mistake. A tactical error, bro. When I held her hand, my hand was on top and hers was underneath against the armrest, and my dumbass was scared I was gonna crush her arm or some shit. And I don't know where I got the idea that I even could crush her arm from, bro, cause those 12-year-old stickman arms couldn't crush a fucking pretzel if they tried. But for whatever reason, I decided my best option would be to hover my arm slightly above hers so my 1-pound arm couldn't come down and fucking demolish her forearm. And you know, this was cool for about 60 seconds until I started feeling the burn, which started hurting so bad that I forgot I was even watching a movie. I was just 100% focused on thugging this shit out. And about an hour into the movie, I was just fucking shaking relentlessly. I mean, at this point, it wasn't even about not having this girl think I was weird, cause Lord knows it was too late for that shit. But now it was about proving to myself that I could finish the movie this way, and sure enough, I did. But at what cost?
Wow, you were so scared you were shaking, huh?
No, I wasn't scared at all, actually.
Oh my god, are you sweating?
No.
So, you know, looking back, it wasn't my best performance, you know what I'm saying? But with that being said, after that triple date, Billy's girlfriend Nikki ended up breaking up with him and gave up on dating dudes as a whole, so I mean, psh.
It could always be worse, bro.
High school, the only place you'll find nerds and jocks chilling in the same room, where there's fight clubs and book clubs in the same building, where you can find the plug selling something and the school thought giving dome all in the same bathroom. And surely one of the few places you can pursue your educational prowess and to get off that Benjamin in the same institution. High school, man. Love it or hate it, it's quite the experience. And although every single person will have a different experience at high school, there are some things you are guaranteed to encounter. Like the PE sweat, the nerd, that one strict ass teacher, the teacher's pet, the Redditor, the predator, the chill teacher, the plug, the stoner, that one motherfucker who walks like this, the class clown, the band kid, the kid who just never shows up, the hot Cheeto girl, that one sexy ass kid who he got all the girls and you know what I'm saying, he was like super cool, the bathroom fiend, the oh my god, I almost failed that test, I did so bad, oh shit, same, I got a 51%, what about you? Oh my god, I only got a 98.5. The fighter, the anime kid, and the NPCs. Every single one of these individuals make up the magical place we call high school. You come into high school merely a young, innocent, and clueless child. But you leave even more clueless than before, bro. Like when we learned about pie in math class, my dumbass thought I was in culinary arts for 2 goddamn weeks. And that is pie. Chains, are you listening? Yeah, yeah, we're learning about pie. Then recite pie. Flour, egg, some fucking blueberry. Like coming into high school as a freshman, I was thinking, I can use my high school experiences and knowledge to figure out what I'ma do in life. Then shit, all of a sudden I'm graduated and my brain is filled to max capacity on bullshit. So now that you're graduated, what are you gonna do with your life?
The mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell.
But one of the most majestic parts of high school is the bathrooms, bro. Like, it's a proven statistic that only 1 in 30 kids actually go to the bathroom to take a piss. And Lord knows what the other 29 are doing, bro. I mean, it could literally be anything from a secret fight club to a drug ring to a fucking Bible study. Like, nothing is out of the picture when it comes to high school bathrooms, bro. But the bathrooms are not the only place where some fuck shit goes down. Cause you know high school students love to see fights, so when there's the slightest hint of beef, there's a motherfucker instigating that shit. Oh shit, my bad, bro.
Nah, it's all good, don't worry.
Yo, personally, I wouldn't take that shit, bro.
What? Nah, it's fine.
Like, he practically just called you a bitch.
Wait, really?
No, it was an accident.
Wait, what's that?
Oh shit, he just said he's smoking on your grandma's pack right now. Hey, don't be talking about grams like that.
But tell me why when some entertaining shit happens, I just happen to miss school that day. Like, I'll go every day of the month, but I get 6 for one day?
Damn, I'm glad as fuck I'm not at school right now. Yo.
Holy shit. Chains, where are you?
I'm in my bed right now. Why?
Ooh.
Jeremy and Tom are running the ones right now.
Fuck, the one day I didn't go.
Wait, what's that in the background?
Oh shit, yeah, they got Lil Uzi performing at school today.
What? Uzi's at our school?
Yeah, check it out.
Yo!
Oh, and they brought in Gordon Ramsay cooking up free lunch today as well.
What? Oh, and I almost forgot. Elon's pulling up and giving everyone what? Teslas.
No.
I'll see you later, man.
But listen, high school is nothing like these movies painted out to be. Like, all these movies portray the same shit, where Victoria and her goon squad make fun of Ruby, and where Chad and the football team shove Arthur in a locker. Like, I've only seen a motherfucker get shoved into a locker once in my life, and to be honest, I couldn't even see much of it. I mean, it was pretty fucking dark in that locker, bro. But for real, in high school, you don't have to worry about some big body taking your lunch money, or some football kid slapping the books out of your hand. The worst thing you'll encounter on your average day at school is your local Redditor. I don't know how they do it, but somehow every joke they make is so unfunny that it just ruins my day, bro. Do you smell that?
Yeah, Jeremy. That's what happens when you don't shower in 2 months.
No, it smells like sussy baka. Like Among Us.
But not to confuse Redditors with Discord mods. I mean, they're pretty much the same thing, but Discord mods shower even less. to be honest, there is truly only one thing mustier than a Discord mod, and that's the cafeteria food, bro. I mean, this food is completely and utterly ass. Like, somehow these motherfuckers managed to get the food cold and the drinks warm. Like, how the fuck does that shit happen? And my high school would serve some daily specials, and to be honest, that shit was unidentifiable. Like, you'd see this pile of mysterious substance, and I'd ask the person who made it what it is, like, what's the special today? You're holding it right now, dumbass. No, but like, what is it? Oh, I don't fucking know. And my school refused to pay people to make good food, so they had students making all the food. So you'd be eating a burger and look up at the person making them, and they'd just be casually scratching their ass. And even with all this free labor, tell me how these motherfuckers have the audacity to be charging $6 for 3 chicken strips, bro. That's $2 for one small, soggy piece of some shit that's probably not even chicken. I mean, that shit is a robbery. And speaking of robbery, the high school change rooms are shockingly similar to Detroit. And we all know, you can't have shit in Detroit. Like, if you leave anything not locked up, it's gone, bro. Your iPhone, gone. $5, finessed. 2-week-old rotten sandwich. Someone's taking that shit. And to be honest, even if you lock that shit up, it's still at high risk. Like, let me paint the picture a little bit. This is PJ. PJ locks all his beloved belongings in his good old PE locker before heading to play some soccer. After scoring a hat trick, PJ comes back to the change room to reacquire his belongings, only to find out someone took PJ's whole goddamn locker. PJ was devastated. Until he remembers, he can check the school's security cameras.
Yeah, take a look.
Yeah, take that shit, take that. Yeah, we'll.
PJ never got his shit back. Now, I don't know about your guys' high schools, but mine was equipped with security cameras everywhere, covering every square inch of the school. But these cameras had the resolution of a fucking toaster. Like, you could have a motherfucker commit a heinous crime. He could proceed to put his face in the camera, state his government name, address, and date of birth, and you would still have no clue who did it, bro. And of course, the teachers. Teachers have the ability to make or break your high school experience. So real quick, let me go over some of the teachers you will encounter in high school. The angry teacher. The chill teacher. The lazy ass teacher. The funny ass teacher. The teacher who doesn't know how to teach shit. Miss Cakenson. The teacher who wants to be the chill teacher, but shit just, it just doesn't work. That teacher that plays videos all class. The gym teacher with several allegations. The weird science teacher. And the teacher who subscribed to Chains For Real. Wow, what a G. And that's high school in a nutshell. There's a lot of things in life that I don't really understand, but if there's one thing I can truly comprehend, it's being grounded. Because in my time, I've served a total of 547 days and 16 hours in the slammer. And through a year and a half of extensive first-hand research, I've come to the professional conclusion that getting grounded is straight ass, bro. You're locked in your room with no phone, no computer, like, what do you want me to do? Think about my actions? Hell nah. Being grounded had a young me doing the stupidest shit ever, bro. Like, I was popping handstands, hitting my head against the wall, playing with the door stopper thingy. Shit, I got so bored, I even read a few pages of a book like an absolute nerd. And now that I think about it, Percy Jackson and the Battle of the Labyrinth was actually a spectacular read. Now listen, there's only one thing worse than being grounded, and that's being falsely imprisoned for life. Well, now that I think about it, there's a lot of things worse than being grounded, but one of which is being grounded during summer, bro. There's something about being able to hear all the happy children, the ice cream trucks, your homies having fun, the hoes throwing rocks at your window, asking you to come outside. Well, you just cry yourself to sleep, because there never was any hoes throwing rocks at your window asking you to come outside. It's just you, your Percy Jackson books, some used toilet paper, and the existential thoughts in your head, questioning if it's even worth it. And listen, I'm sure everyone can pick up on the fact that I'm a really intelligent dude. Smart
all around, really, but trust me when I say, I wasn't always this smart, bro. In fact, in kindergarten, my dumbass fully believed with my whole heart that being grounded meant your parents would just dig a decent sized hole in your backyard, toss you in, and bury you alive for the time being. And so I'm sure you could imagine my surprise when my OG friend of 5 days said, yeah, I got grounded for 2 whole weeks. Holy fucking shitballs, dude, are you okay? No, man, it's really hard. I didn't get to touch any of my toys or anything. Damn, how long ago was that, man? Oh, I'm still grounded. What? No, you're not. Yeah, dude, I'm grounded right now. No, the fuck you're not. And I wouldn't truly find out what being grounded was until 7 years later. I was in grade 7. It was a beautiful sunny summer day at approximately 11 a.m. and me and the boys were freely roaming our city. Little did I know, we wouldn't be free for long. And as the boys and I roamed the city looking for a move, one of Bob's girls calls him up and is like, okay, so my friend Becky is in Hawaii for a few days with her family, and she said I could bring you over. And just like that, Bob could have wrapped it up and claimed some cheeks. But the boy Bob was never one to leave the homies behind. So not only did he convince his girl to let us come, but he went above and beyond. He got his girl to bring some of her friends over too. And now we're hyped because we had now located the move, and quite a marvelous move if I do say so myself. Now keep in mind, all of us knew Becky and had been to Becky's house many times before, but Becky was all the way in Hawaii, so she had no clue about the marvelous move about to take place at her own crib. But regardless, me and the homies walk into Becky's crib and they low-key got a little get together in the works. I see Bob's girl, I see Bob's girl's friends, and then I see a mutual friend of mine named Dennis. And he brought his girl. Now, a little backstory about Dennis. Dennis was 2 years older than me, making him in high school. And to be fair, from grade 7 to high school is a colossal difference. Dennis was taller, had a more developed frame, and Dennis even had some facial hair in progress. The amount of facial hair that put my peach fuzz to shame. And to put it quite simply, Dennis was a menace. But regardless, that's my homie's homie, so I walk up and dap him up. And then everyone heads over to Becky's room. Now keep in mind, Becky had simply invited Bob and Bob's girl to come over, and somehow we ended up being 8 people deep in that joint. And so that means technically, the other 6 of us were straight trespassing. So we were all chilling in Becky's room, chopping it up for a good hour and a half, until eventually, people start exploring her house. Now in Becky's room, it was just me, Bob, Bob's girl, and Bob's girl's friend named Lily. And so we're all just talking until I hear someone yell from the room down the hall.
Yo, Chains, get in here right now!
And I don't know exactly what I was expecting to see as I walked into that bathroom, but it was absolutely not seeing Dennis drop a condom filled with water on Billy's head. And of course I laughed, because that's comedy gold right there, but it also made me realize, maybe we shouldn't be here dropping condoms on each other's heads. But who was I to tell Dennis what to do? He had facial hair, so he was practically a grown man to my standards. So I just turned around, went back to the room, and continued chilling with Bob. And as we talked, the music progressively got louder, and Dennis progressively became more of a menace. And it had got to the point where the speakers were booming, and Dennis was lobbing condom water balloons off Becky's balcony. And then one time, Dennis either almost hit or just missed Becky's neighbor with one of these condom water balloons. So this grown man looks down at a condom that seems to have fell from the heavens. Then he looks up and sees Dennis scrambling inside to Becky's crib with the speakers blasting music. And then he continued on his way. And we were all just having a fantastic time in Becky's room until we hear the downstairs door swing open. And we all absolutely shit our pants and run onto the balcony.
Hey! I just texted the family who lives here and they said no one is supposed to be in the house. Everyone needs to leave right now or I'm calling the cops.
And that's exactly what we did. No messing around, we were out that hoe. And we all went to Bob's girl's house for an emergency meeting because we were all scared as fuck. And now Bob's girl and Becky are texting and Becky's like, my parents are pissed, they want to talk to everyone's parents and they know how many people were there. So we all devise a foolproof plan. Okay, we give Becky our phone numbers, tell it's our parents' phone numbers, and we act super disappointed in our children. We all agreed on this plan, and the emergency meeting was dismissed. And over the next few days, we all got texts from a very unhappy Becky's father, who made sure to specify the amount of condoms that were found in the bathtub. We all respond with some bullshit along the lines of,
hello, Mr. Beckerson.
I'm very sorry to hear about the inconsiderate acts of Chains and how he's invaded your home. Rest assured, Chains will feel the wrath of this thick leather belt as it repeatedly beats against his cheeks to discipline him for his heinous actions. Thank you for bringing this to my attention.
But come to find out, Lily's dumbass responded with some shit like, "Dear Mr. Beckerson, thank you for letting me know, but Lily did nothing wrong, as she didn't know she wasn't allowed there. Plus, she didn't even make a mess or anything, on God. Put some respect on my daughter's name, period."
And just like that, our foolproof plan got fucked. And Becky's father texted each of us saying,
"You are coming to the house at 3:15 p.m. today, or I'm calling the cops."
And shit, looking back, Becky's father was most definitely bluffing. Like, say I didn't go, what was he gonna tell the cops?
911, what's your emergency?
"Hey, there was 8 kids who invaded my home 3 days ago."
"Okay, sir, did they break in?"
"No, my daughter gave them the key."
"Sir, why the fuck are you calling 911?
There was condoms in the bathtub."
But like I said, I wasn't very smart and I didn't have the brain capacity to think that far ahead. So everyone shows up to the house and Becky's father sits us down and makes each of us individually call our parents and explain what we had done. And I went first.
"Hey mom, so I went to Becky's house the other day, but she was in Hawaii and I wasn't really invited.
There was condoms in the bathtub."
Needless to say, we all got our shit whooped and I received my very first grounding with a sentence of 1 month in the slammer. Bro, in life, there's so many things you can cheat on. Like, you can cheat on your diet, you can cheat on your girlfriend, you can cheat on your barber, you can cheat on your girlfriend with your barber. Shit, you can even cheat on your taxes. So compared to everything else, cheating on a little math test is not that bad. Like, compared to your taxes, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, shit.
"Hey, we've all cheated on our barber, but you cannot cheat on this math test."
Oh, shit. Damn, bro. I know we've all cheated on our girl, but you cheated on me, dog.
Oh, shit.
Babe, I know we cheated on our taxes, but you cheated on me.
Oh, shit.
Listen, in our entire lifespan, we've all cheated on something. Whether it's a game of Uno, your girlfriend, or your other girlfriend, it's usually not worth it, because congratulations, bro, you won the game of Uno, but now you have to look yourself in the mirror knowing you're a cheater and a liar that has 3 Uno cards up his ass. But when it comes to school tests, cheating is 100% worth it, bro. And I'm not condoning cheating at all, but let's just think about this logically. Like, why are we at school in the first place? We're at school to learn things and skills that we can use in real life. Now, are we really using trigonometry in real life? Well, effectively, this depends on what career.
Hell nah, bro. It was a rhetorical question. We are not using trigonometry.
But you know what we will use? Creative thinking, communication, social awareness, logic and reasoning, and most definitely our fucking phones. All 5 of which are strongly developed through the act of cheating on a school test. And on top of becoming a better human, better grades, it's the ultimate win-win. Your teacher feels like they did a good job teaching, your parents think they didn't raise a dumbass, and if you're good enough at cheating, you might just fuck around and get into Harvard. But once again, I am not condoning cheating, you know, just throwing that out there, you know. But yeah, as I was saying, you shouldn't cheat, right? Like, it's bad. Cheating is not good, but you do know what they say. If you're not cheating, you're not trying.
Facts!
Yeah. Wait, no. What?
What?
So if cheating in school is so valid, why doesn't everyone do it? And that's because if you get caught, let me tell you, bro. This story takes place in grade 9 when me, Bob, and Billy were some straight freshmen, bro. And coming into high school, you get your shit absolutely clapped by double the workload. But lucky for me, Bob and Billy were both in my math class, which meant we had triple the studying power. But we also had triple the fucking around power, and we used that shit to its maximum capacity, bro. But you know what they say, the more you fuck around, the more you find out. And when we got our first test back, shit, we found out. We found out we're a bunch of dumbasses who were about to fail grade 9 math, and we couldn't let that shit happen. So for the next test, we studied extremely hard.
off George's math test during the test. I mean, we were cheating with maximum efficiency. Like, we had a whole assembly line where Bob would look at George's test, throw up the number, and Billy would pass it along. And all of a sudden, our grades are making the meanest comeback Mr. Mathinson had ever seen. I mean, life was great. We went to school, cheated, played some Fortnite, succeeded, browsing history, deleted, and then repeated. I mean, we were just living life with no worries until...
the polynomials test.
I walked into this test thinking, psh, I know what a polygon is, I should be chilling. And when the teacher handed out the test, I was bewildered to see all these fucking letters on my test. Look, like, is this math class or English, bruh? Yeah, I think I got the wrong sheet.
Huh? No, that's the right test.
Well, what's the deal with this?
I mean, that's just polynomials.
Dog, I can name every single polygon, but who the fuck wrote Elon Musk's son name on my goddamn math question?
Yeah, Chains. That's what we call a variable. It's called a variable.
Yeah, I know. I know that. And I knew it before you said it, too. Cause we learned about it in class.
Yeah, right.
Now, this would have been extremely bad if we didn't have the ultimate method we like to call George. Because George was one of those dudes who loved studying. Like, he'd wake up and go to school, then come home and study till he dropped, bro. Like, if you kidnapped George's whole family and told him you'd only give them back if he answered this equation, this motherfucker would just be happy he got more homework, bro. And because of this, we had a little deal going with George. If he let us cheat off his math test, we would teach him how to be a normal dude. We were teaching this kid how to dap someone up, how to use slang, and all I'ma say is, this motherfucker should've just stuck to math, bro. Yo, Chains, sauce me a bite, big dog.
I got you.
Shit, Chains, you just busted in my throat, gang.
Hey, yo.
George, what you just said right there sounded gay as hell. Type shit. So as I was saying, I'm looking at this math test with more letters than numbers, and it would have been raps for me if it wasn't for the George method. So I'm looking at Billy, Billy's looking at Bob, and Bob's looking at George's test, and we're absolutely flying through this polynomials test. And about halfway through, I look up to get the next answer, and I get jump scared by Mr. Mathinson mean mugging my shit. And you can see it in his eyes. He knew exactly what was going down, and he took me, Billy and Bob's tests and took us to the hallway.
What do you guys think you're doing?
Polygon.
I'm pretty sure it's like Paul.
Why did I see you three throwing up your fingers during our test?
Well, you see, Mr. Mathinson, we're gang affiliated.
No, bro, what? What the fuck?
All right, you three, cut this shit. I caught you cheating. All three of you are getting zeros on this test, and I don't want to see it happen again, or I'm contacting your parents.
All right, it won't happen again. You're right. We're not in a gang, by the way.
Yeah, I know, buddy.
Well, shit.
Yo, what happened to you jits? Are you chilling?
Bro, Mr. Mathinson caught us lacking real bad. Yeah, he gave us all zeros on the test.
Holy shit, it sounds like Mr. Mathinson just absolutely railed you guys. No cap.
And all three of us proceeded to absolutely shit the bed on all of our next tests. And it was at the point where our grades were on life support and our math final was coming up. So if we didn't get our shit together for this final, our parents were about to put us on life support with that leather belt. So we put our cheating ways in the past and locked in, bro. We were focused in class, and after, we went to Bob's crib and kept studying there. And then it clicked. We all finally understood polynomials. And so the next day, we walked into class confidently, knowing we were equipped with hours of studying. We lock in, sit down, and then the teacher gives us our test. And as soon as we lay our eyes on that very first question of the test, we were fucked. Now, don't get me wrong, we could do polynomials all day long, but we forgot this was a final. Meaning, we forgot to study numeracy, exponent laws, rational numbers, linear relations, inequalities, geometry, probability, and statistics, and in other words, we didn't know shit. And before I can even make eye contact with the boys to tell them I'm fucked, these motherfuckers are already hopping back on the George method. And listen, bro, as you can tell, I'm no mathematician, and I did not study probability
ability or statistics, but from what I'm seeing at this very moment, I have two options. I can do the test legitimately and have a 99% chance of failing grade 9 math and getting my shit whooped while simultaneously having my entire family realize they raised a dumbass who won't go anywhere in life and is destined to draw Stickman for all of eternity, or I could cheat. So we're out here hitting the George method, and I'm being extra careful, cause if we get caught lacking twice, it's complete and utter raps for us, bro. So we're grinding out the method, then the teacher looks up, boom, we're locked in on our own tests. He puts his head down, back to the method. And there was a few times in there I thought we were cooked, but we just kept it pushing. But still, we were low-key running out of time, and I had a whole page to complete. And God bless this random-ass dude's soul, because he raises his hand to ask a question, and as soon as the teacher turns his back on us, it's crunch time, bro. It's like double XP right now. Bob was out here throwing up these numbers so goddamn fast, I thought he turned Crip for a second. And then the bell went off, and we were all done. Done, bro. We hand in our test and then it was time to wait. A few classes go by and then the teacher hands out our math finals alongside our report cards. And nervous as hell, we all check our report cards and we all passed, bro. So we all go home happy as hell to show our parents our report cards and the fact that we passed. Chains, you got a 54 in math? Yup, mom, I sure did. You raised one hell of a smarty pants. Oh, fuck. But at the end of the day, even if we all got our shit whooped, maybe the real treasure is the friends we made along the way. Yo, homies, I'm bricked up right now.
Oh, no.
For most of my life, I've known how to swim. But by that, I mean, if my life depended on it, I could swim from one place to another. I don't even know if swim is the right word. Like, if you saw me casually enjoying a little swim at the pool, you'd be like, does he need help? Like, is he drowning? I mean, like, I did take swimming lessons, but I quit at level alligator, bro. I never even made it to level 1. With that being said, this incident dates way back to when I was in grade 4. We were going on a field trip, and of course, it's to the pool. But I'm not stressing. I know I safely passed level penguin, so I should be chilling. My whole class and I walk into the entrance of the pool, but before anyone was allowed in the pool, they asked everyone if they knew how to swim. And I thought, we're in grade 4, there is no way somebody still doesn't know how to swim. And just as I presumed, nobody needed a life jacket. So me and the gang are swimming around, you know, jumping off the diving boards. Fun stuff for a grade 4 field trip. But after about an hour, my friends and I are just chilling in the deep end. And that's when I see a kid in my class named Ben on some floaty things coming in our direction. A little backstory about Ben. For as long as I can remember, this dude has been on my nuts. So when I saw this dude coming in my direction, I assumed he just wanted to say hi or something. But as he made his way towards me, I could tell he was struggling. So I swim over to help him out. Oh, hey, Ben. How are you? This kid jumps off the floaty thing onto me! And this man has the meanest grip on me. Pause. Well, this shit had to be some sort of attempted murder, bro, because he had me in a chokehold and his legs were wrapped around my arms. But they did not prepare me for this shit level alligator. So instantly I start sinking and I hit the bottom of the pool. Keep in mind, Ben is chilling on top of me with his head out of the water this whole time. So I jump off the bottom of the pool just enough to get my head out of the water for a few seconds. Ben, get off me. And when I look up, I see this dude Ben with the straightest face in the world. Like this motherfucker has no clue I'm out here fighting for my life. And he says in the most monotone voice, I can't swim. Aw, hell nah. I'm trying to fight him off me, but keep in mind, my arms are tied up. So I gather all the strength out of my skinny ass grade 4 legs, and I jump just enough to get my head out of the water again. Lifeguard, help! Oh, you guys, stop playing around in the pool. That's it. I'm fucked. I'm dead. And out of sheer anger, I decide, fuck it. If I'm dying, you're dying with me. I duck as far as I can under the water so both me and Ben can't breathe. But I'm running out of air. I start to get lightheaded. Man, that's crazy. This is really how I die, huh? And just as I had lost hope, My main man, Bob, comes in on some Superman shit, pulls Ben off me, and swims me over to the shallow end. I cough up some water, but eventually I catch my breath. So that's the story of how I almost died. And it's also the story of why I owe my life to Bob.
Getting zooted is a remarkable experience. However, the moment you step into a public setting, everything changes. I mean, being baked in public is the equivalent of trying to run track with clown shoes on. It's the equivalent of being an astronaut in the ocean. It's like bringing a sword to a gunfight. And trust me, I've been caught lacking, baked beyond belief on several occasions. That is, until I learned the art of pretending you're not zooted. So, the first order of business is covering up that dank smell. Cause shit, you and I both know if you get caught reeking of that sweet, sweet smell of Mary Jane, your cover's blown. So take some Axe, some cologne, some goddamn Febreze, and just douse yourself. And just when you think you put too much, spray some more, bro. And although all this Axe is gonna have you smelling like a frat boy, crucial that we avoid the following scenario at all costs. You get some of this. Nice. Yo, do you think you can still smell it? Nah, dude. I can't smell it at all. What about me? Shit, it's like we didn't even smoke. But truth be told, both of these motherfuckers smell like weed, bro. The next order of business is those goddamn bloodshot eyes. I'm not gonna lie. Those eyes of yours are a dead giveaway, bro. I mean, you look fucking obliterated. Like, go look in the mirror. Yeah, we're gonna need some eye drops real quick. Just a few drops here, you know what I'm saying? Few drops here. Yep. Yeah, that's a lot better. But you know what? For a little safety measure, throw these hoes on. Damn. Now you're looking sober and fresh as fuck. But how are you feeling? Your mouth's a little dry, huh? Well, I got just the thing for you. You see this? Yeah, shit's called water. It's gonna help you with that cotton mouth, and it'll keep you hydrated. Yeah, that's some good old H2O. Nice. Yeah, no, go take a look in the mirror. Yeah, you're looking good. But before you go outside, we gotta go over some of the basic principles of pretending you're not faded. Number one is no rambling. Talking too much can be a slippery slope, which will ultimately compromise the mission. Yo, Chains, what time is it?
It's, 107.
107? Wait. Bro, 107 isn't
the
time.
How did the first person make the clock even know what time it was?
What is this dude talking
like,
about?
Did they just randomly decide and, you know, just start running with it?
Hold up. Chains is baked as hell.
No.
And principle number two, don't talk too little. Although talking too much can sell the mission, so can talking too little.
Hi there, what can I get for you? Sir, what do you want?
Hello, welcome to McDonald's. What the fuck do you want, bitch?
Yeah, we got a customer who's on fucking Mars.
And last, but of course not least, is the golden rule for pretending you're not zooted. Just say you're tired, bro. It's undefeated. It works like a fucking charm. It hasn't failed
has
yet.
Failed him yet. Yet.
Chains, have you been smoking the devil's lettuce?
Nah, I'm just tired.
Oh, okay.
Hey, were you just smoking in the bathroom?
Nah, I'm just really tired.
Oh, okay, my fault.
So you're telling me you've been found driving with a joint in your mouth, 3 ounces of weed, and you failed the drug test?
Objection, Your Honor. My client here... he was tired.
Innocent. He's proven innocent. He's good.
So with all this being said, I think you're ready to go out. Well, where are you going anyways? What? You're going to your grandma's 89th birthday? Ah, shit. Good luck with that, man.
Oh, grandson. It's so nice to see you.
Man, growing up, I was a great kid. No, I was a good kid.
Man, growing up, I was a kid, bro. And as a kid, you hit a certain age where your own parents become your number one op. Like,
hey, mom, can I go to this girl's house?
No.
Hey, mom, can I sleep over at Billy's crib?
No.
Hey, mom, can I go do crack under the bridge with my new friend Jorge? Hey.
Hell no.
Come on, all my friends are allowed to.
Yeah.
Okay, well, if all your friends jumped off a cliff, you're not just gonna...
Now, to be fair, my mom wasn't the strictest parent out there. I mean, I've seen motherfuckers get the belt for speaking too loud, speaking too quiet, bro, for speaking at all. Like, one time, me and my friend wanted to have a sleepover, so homie went inside to go ask his mom, and he came out looking like he got a whooping from Prime Goku, bro.
Yo, what the fuck happened back there, man?
She said no to me, but... I think if you asked her, she would say yes.
Bro, are you fucking insane? I'm not asking her shit.
Like, I really can't complain, because some of my friends' parents were so strict, they had a fun limit, bro.
Yo, George, we're gonna hoop after school. You wanna pull up?
Damn, dude, I'd love to, but, man, I watched a movie yesterday.
Ah, okay. So do you want to play basketball?
Dude, I want to, but my fun meter's maxed out, man. My mom won't let me leave the house till Monday.
Holy shit, fun meter maxed out for a week off a movie? Yo, what's this movie, bro?
Yeah, what? Yeah, no, it was good, man. It's called the VeggieTale movie.
Yo, George,
I feel bad for you, bro.
Because don't get me wrong, I've seen a lot of kids with super strict parents turn out to be straight A students, go to good colleges, stay with a good crowd of people. But with that being said, a lot of these kids whose parents were too strict to let them watch fucking SpongeBob, they end up going to college and catching Krusty Krabs after letting a dude named Patrick explore their bikini bottom, bro.
Nah, but for real, my mom was far from one of those parents. I mean, she was reasonable, but the thing was, all my friends were a year older than me. Now, mentally, we were all dumb as shit. But when you hit that 12, 13, 14-year-old age, that 1 year is the biggest difference, bro. Like, us doing shit together just didn't look right.
Yo, Bob, can you pass the zot? Yo, Billy, let me hit that.
Yo, pass me that shit, cuz.
And cuz of this, I wasn't allowed to do a lot of the shit that my friends were allowed to do. Like, these boys could stay up past 10:30 p.m. on a weekend. I could not. They could have a sleepover on a weeknight. I could not. They could all go to a girl's house without having to call her goddamn parents. I could not, bro. Cause have you ever pulled up to a function? Motherfuckers are drinking. Motherfuckers are doing drugs. And you gotta ask the host to speak to her parents?
Hey, Kelly. Hey, killer party you got here. Like, by any chance, can my mom talk to your mom so I can stay and, like, turn up and shit?
Oh, shit. And when you're 12 and all your friends can do shit that you can't do, you're left with just two options. You can either be a good kid, follow the rules, do your homework, eat your broccoli, or you could be a bad kid, break the rules, fuck your homework, and smoke that broccoli. And boy, did I make the wrong decision. I remember the first time my mom caught me lying was back when I was in grade 7. It was just an average Saturday posted up at Billy's crib.
Yo, y'all boys know Rosa?
Yeah, I know Rosa. What's up?
Bro, she's throwing a birthday party at her crib tonight.
Aw, shit, man. We about to get freaky deaky on
you. I'm about to get so drunk, I forget how to speak.
Yo, on God, bro. Dead ass. That's facts. For real.
Hey, Mom. I'm just calling to remind you how much I love you.
Oh, I love you too, Chains.
What do you want?
So, me and my closest friends got invited to a small little get-together at my friend Rose's house. Can I go, please?
Let me talk to her parents.
Okay, now, I was actually friends with Rosa, but she was 2 years older than me. So, I swallow my pride and text Rosa some along the lines of,
hey, Rosa, my mom wants to talk to your mom before I can come.
And she's like,
aw, baby boy needs permission.
Fuck.
And then she sends me her mom's number.
So, I connect my mom with Rosa's mom. My mom gives me the green light, but says, you have to be home at 10:30 p.m. sharp.
Say no more, Mom.
So, me and my homies start getting fresh. We're all up in Billy's dad's expensive cologne collection. I take the coolest looking bottle, little spray here, little spray there. Had me smelling like Tom Ford, still looking like Thomas the Tank Engine, but after looking as fresh as possible, we head to Rosa's crib.
So we hop on the bus, hop off the bus, walk up to her house, knock, and the birthday girl opens the door.
Happy birthday!
Hey, Billy, Bob, and Chains, I was waiting for you guys.
Happy birthday, Rosa.
Oh, damn, Chains, you smell good.
Appreciate it, that's that Thomas Fordinson, you know what I mean?
So Bob, Billy, and I go inside and we realize the gravity of this situation.
Oh, shit. God damn.
Rosa invited like 10 of her girlfriends and like 2 of her cousins, bro. We were completely outnumbered in the greatest way possible, bro. As I'm just doing some quick math on the ratio, there's a knock on the door. Rosa opens it and it's Dennis holding a bottle of vodka. Now, we're friends with Dennis. Rosa's friends with Dennis. But to put it simply,
Dennis was a bad kid, bro. This motherfucker was living life with no precaution, no regrets, no morals, but to be fair, he was fun as fuck, bro, because when Dennis pulled up, the party got lit, bro. We were taking shots, dancing, playing beer pong, taking more shots. We were having a marvelous time, and I was drunk, okay? Not too drunk, but not just tipsy. I had hit the perfect sweet spot of drunk. I got all the stat boosts of being funnier, more confident, more smiley, but I still had full control of my body, so I started applying that pressure, bruh. Hey, don't y'all both have ugly boyfriends?
No, what the fuck?
No.
Shit.
Y'all want one?
What? Damn, you smell good, though.
Appreciate it. I showered this week. I don't remember what I actually said, but all I know is that in grade 7, cologne was overpowered, bro, because nobody was smelling good, and if they tried, they would just smell like Axe, dog. So I'm over here combining the powers of Tom Ford with the confidence of Smirnoff. Had me feeling like I'm him, bro.
So how y'all feeling?
I'm
honestly
feeling
amazing.
How you feel?
Shit, I'm feeling good. Just a little, you know, just a little bit tired.
I vividly remember sitting on that couch with these two girls, never wanting this moment to end, bruh. But when I look up, I see one girl crying, one girl looking for something, Dennis helping her look, and Billy and Bob are all ready to dip. So I hop off the couch for a second, like, yo, what's going on?
Yo, so Dennis just finessed like three of these girls' vapes, and we're not trying to get blamed, so we're about to dip.
Bruh, for real?
Yeah, you coming?
Bro, but like, bro, I'm not ready to leave yet.
Yeah, nah, it's cool. Don't worry about it. Just text us when you leave, bro.
Ah, shit. All right, peace, bro.
Peace out, dog.
So Bob and Billy dip. I see Dennis's ass sneak out through the back door. And at this point, I have no clue how long I've been here, bro. But the party had died down to essentially just the girls who are gonna sleep over. And me, bro. So I go to check what time it is on my phone. And it's 10:15, bro. My curfew's 10:30, and I'm a 30-minute bus ride from home. But if we're keeping it a buck right now, I don't even want to go home, bro. I made it to the girls' sleepover, and I didn't even have to ride the group dildo or nothing. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. So I text my mom, and I lied, bro. While Billy and I are almost at Billy's house, can I sleep over at his house, please? Then I threw my phone away, hopped back on the couch, and went right back to my happy place. So I'm posted up with these two laughing, cracking jokes when Rosa walks up like, yo, Chains, where'd your friends go? They abandoned me, Rosa. They left me here stranded with no way home. Shit, I mean, you could just stay here if you want.
Say less! So...
Appreciate it. And eventually, all the girls gave up on trying to find their vapes. They all gathered around to play Truth or Dare, and I prayed for times like this, bro. I was deep in enemy lines, and I didn't want it any other way until one of the girls sees my phone on the ground and is like, hey, Chains, I think someone's calling you. So she tosses me my phone, I check it. And I got 20 missed calls from fucking everyone in my contacts, bro. So I'm trying to be strategic with it to find out what's going on. I call Billy first. Yo, what's happening? Bro, so your mom called my mom and asked if you were here yet at my house. And my mom told your mom that you're not even here, bro. Aw, shit, what do I do?
Bro, I don't know.
And everyone knows when you get caught in a lie, you should just fess up, tell the truth, and apologize. But I doubled down, bro. So I called my mom and I'm like, hey, mom, we're almost at Billy's house. We just missed our second bus.
Where are you?
I'm at Stickman Middle School bus stop. You know, like, we're super close. We're just waiting for the bus to come.
I'm picking you up right now.
Fuck me, bruh. Now, not only is she expecting all three of us to be together at this bus stop, shit, not a single one of us is there, bro. To put this in perspective, my house is right here, Billy's crib is right here, and Rosa's crib is all the way over here, bruh, and Stickman Middle's somewhere near the middle. And so I pull up the bus app on my phone and see the next bus is coming in 2 minutes. And with all that adrenaline pumping through my veins, I jump up out the couch, steal a piece of gum, and haul absolute ass to the bus stop, bruh. I get there right on time, hop on the bus, and I call Billy. Yo, dog, I think I'm cooked. I told her I'm at Stickman Middle with you guys.
Dude, why the fuck would you do that?
Shit, I don't know. I'm busing there right now.
Bro, if she sees you there without us, you're cooked beyond belief.
I know, bruh.
Yo, we're on our way.
So Bob and Billy hop on scooters and start hill-bombing their way down to the bus stop to save my ass. And this shit was a race to get to the bus stop before my mom does, because if she catches me there alone, I'm cooked. If she catches Bob and Billy there before me, I'm cooked. If she gets there before anyone, I'm fucking done, bro. I'm on the bus just praying, and when I finally get to the bus stop at Stickman Middle, I get out and take a deep breath because my mom's not here. But I'm shitting my pants because neither is Bob or Billy. And so I'm calling them, no answer. And I look down the road, I see some headlights. And this was not a busy street, bruh. And as the car is getting closer and closer, I can feel the anger radiating from the whip. I can almost hear the belt making contact with my cheeks. And the car pulls up, and it's just some random dude driving by.
Yo!
These motherfuckers, Bob and Billy, come flying down the hill. They get to the bus stop, throw their scooters in the bush, and pretend like we've been waiting here for an hour. Oh, gee Wilkers, man. I can't believe we missed this bus, dude.
Billy, pray for me, bro.
Get in the car.
I get in my mom's car. I'm stone fucking sober. My heart is pounding. Why did you lie to me?
Well, I honestly wanted to spend more time at my friend's house because we were just having fun. I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed, Chains.
That shit hurt way more than any punishment ever would have, bro. So even though Bob and Billy clutched up for me, I still got grounded, bro. But I did learn a valuable lesson. Just tell the truth, bro. It makes everything easier.
So, a few years ago, I worked at a fast food restaurant. We'll just call it Jim Jordan's, you know what I'm saying? Jim Jordan's was my first job ever. So, coming in on my first day, I was kind of excited, you know, because it was just overall a new experience, so I was looking forward to it. So, I walked through the doors, and, you know, it's looking like a nice establishment so far. But as soon as you step past the staff gate, you realize it's instantly a hellhole. Like, this is exactly what it was like.
Hi there, can I take your order?
Yo, who's
medium double double. Double.
Hi, what's your order?
Yo, hello. It's my first day.
Can I take your order?
And, bro, once they give you the Jim Jordan's drip, you instantly lose value as a human, bro. For example, if you're going for a casual stroll down the street, an average interaction would look something like this. Hey, how are you? Good, how are you? Good. You know, just average small talk things. But once you throw on that Jim Jordan's drip, hey, what can I get for medium black coffee? Make my coffee faster, bitch. And while I was working here, it was just the beginning of the pandemic. Meaning, on top of the gym drip, you also had to wear a mask. So pretty much people could just see your eyes. And trying to communicate during the pandemic was horrible. Because not only did both parties have to wear a mask, there was this big plastic wall between us. And they had to stand 6 feet away. Hi, what can I get for you?
What?
I said, hi, what
can- Huh?
Ma'am, what can I get for you?
Oh, I'm good. Thanks for asking.
Oh my god, bro.
And man, I already made a video on NPCs, but working in any sort of drive-thru, you'll figure out that drive-thrus are NPCs' prime real estate. It's just like back-to-back-to-back NPCs. And when you don't have your average NPC, you'll have a below-average IQ NPC. Like, there was this one lady that would come through every day, and all my coworkers knew her as the coupon lady. Because every day she would try and use coupons, but somehow never understand how they work. Alright, your total is $15.67.
Okay, I'm gonna use a coupon.
Alright.
What are you waiting for?
The coupon?
Oh, it's just at my house.
And don't get me started on my manager, Magnus, bro. Next time I see Magnus, it's on site.
Wait a minute, Chance, is that you?
The longer I worked there, Magnus just started getting a little bit too comfortable on booking my shifts. After about 10 months of working there, she just decided to give me 5 a.m. shifts every time. And that wasn't even in my availability. So, you know, I would send a polite and professional email, and she would just hit me with some shit like, okay. Then just continue to book me at 5 a.m., bro. So I ended up working there for about a year and a half. And like most people at minimum wage jobs, when you're there for long enough, you just start to care a lot less about getting fired. I mean, I was snatching donuts, whipping myself up some food whenever no one was looking, and hooking up all my homies with free everything. And eventually, I just got tired of waking up at 4:30 every shift, so I put in my 2 weeks. And during these last 2 weeks, I did not give a fudge cake, bro. I was out here setting up coffee cups and playing basketball with the gym bits. And if someone was kinda polite to me, I would just hook them up with a free donut. And I remember on my last day, I was working a night shift, and it was just about 15 minutes before I got off forever. And some dudes rolled up in the drive-thru baked as hell. Hey dude, can you check how much is on this gift card really quick? Yeah, you got 21 cents on it.
what can we get for 21 cents? One sec. I just went to the back and cleared the shelves of every single donut in sight. And I just sauced them all for free. Yo, thank you so much, dude. You're the GOAT.
Can't believe this cost 21 cents.
So yeah, that was my experience working fast food. And it's definitely not fun, but I feel like it's a valuable experience. Because now that I know I hate working there so much, I'm gonna work hard enough so you will never catch me working in fast food ever again, bro.
If you saw this video, you would know my mom has caught me lacking baked beyond belief before. And after that experience, I really changed my ways. I mean, I was grounded for over a year. So in that time, I decided to get my life together. I started working out, eating healthy, getting straight A's in school. Okay, that's cap, but straight B's in school. Okay, B's and C's, but that's besides the point. The point is, I got my ass beat for coming home zooted, and I never smoked again. Until I did. So, this incident takes place with the man, the myth, the legend, Bob. So me, Billy, and Bob are chilling at Bob's crib when Bob says the holy words. Are you guys trying to smoke? Yeah, bet. And keep in mind, the rest of my homies had been smoking regularly, but your boy was fresh out of the slammer. I mean, I was pretty much on probation at this point. And on top of that, I hadn't smoked for over a year, so my tolerance had gone to shit. So with all that being said, the smart decision was to simply not smoke. But shit, if you know me, I am not one for smart decisions. In fact, I was one for stupid decisions. So I was out here hitting this hoe like Chris Breezy. I was puffing this joint like Wiz Khalifa. When honestly, I should have been patient and just taking my time, because who knows what my tolerance was at this point. So when it starts hitting me, it hits hard. But the homies were closely monitoring me because they knew if I got caught high again, well on probation, I would be serving 20 to life. So they're out here checking my eyes, checking my heart rate, checking my pulse, and the diagnostic was, I think you're chilling, bro. But progressively, I was getting higher and higher. So as we're there watching the most goated cartoon, The Amazing World of Gumball, I start floating. And I don't know if anyone else has experienced this before, but sometimes when you get mad high, you just forget that you even exist. And you use 107% of your brain power to just think. So I was out here floating away, thinking about some random bullshit. Yo, it's crazy that everyone in the world is either named Quandale or they're not. Wait, what if I'm in a simulation? No. What if I'm in an animation being drawn by some dude on his computer for a platform of entertainment? And a bunch of people know what I'm thinking right now. Hold up. Is a tomato a vegetable or a fruit? But I'm brought back to Earth by a text message. Oh man. Mom. Please come home for dinner at 6. Damn. I gotta be home for dinner at 6. Oh shit, what time is it? It's 5:30. Nah, we can't let your mom find out you're cooked. So Bob whips out his emergency hide how baked you are kit. Boom, hits me with the eye drops to make my eyes less red. Douses me in cologne to cover up the smell. And apparently eating oranges also helps slow down your high. So I leave Bob's crib, and as I'm walking home, I'm brainstorming all the possible scenarios. Either I play this off like a smooth criminal and nobody ever finds out, or I could get caught and I could get sentenced to 30 years. So as I walk up to my front door, my entire future is dependent on how I play this shit off. I take a deep breath and I ring the doorbell. And my brother opens the door. The door was unlocked, dumbass. Fuck, I'm off to a bad start. So I walk into the kitchen, casual as hell. Oh, Chains, how was your day? Oh, it was good. How was yours? Yeah, good shit, we're doing good. Oh, it was good, thanks for asking. Wow, Mom, this mac and cheese looks succulent. Fuck, why did I say that? Who the fuck says succulent? Oh, why, thank you. I switched the recipe up a little bit. Just be casual, be casual. Mmm.
The mac and cheese, it's good. Thank you. What were you guys doing at Bob's?
Fuck, what do I say? A twister.
Oh, a twister?
Yep, twister.
Wasn't it just you, Bob, and Billy?
Yep, just a good old game of Twister with the boys.
Damn, y'all are gay as hell.
Yep.
not to being gay as hell, I just meant yup in general. Like, you know, like, yup. Chains, are you feeling okay?
Oh, fuck. She knows. What do I do?
A little word of advice. Whenever you're in one of these situations, just cap and say you're tired.
Like, it works for everything.
Are you high?
No, I'm just tired.
Damn, bro. Are you depressed?
No, I'm just tired.
Help! Help! I'm drowning!
No, I'm just tired.
So while I was backed into a corner, I was pretty much on trial facing life. I just used the good old...
No, I'm just really tired. I couldn't get much sleep last night. I think I could even take a nap right now.
But thank you very much for dinner.
And call me Michael Jackson,
cause your boy was a certified smooth criminal. And I moonwalked my high ass all the way into a nap. And goddamn, that nap hit.
Here at Stickman High, we understand the importance of learning. That's exactly why our new curriculum has been perfected to accelerate the learning of each and every student. Like, hey, look at this kid.
Wait, what?
Look how big his head is. It must be full to the brim with all that knowledge we provide.
Hey, it's not that big.
No, it's pretty fucking big. Anyways, let's take a look at how the new curriculum pushes our students in the weight room. Oh, wow, impressive. See, I didn't even know legs could bend like that.
They can't.
All right, stop recording. Stop the recording. All right, Stickman High, welcome to the new curriculum, and let's study those textbooks.
All right, class, are we ready to learn about this new curriculum or what? or we could just do a Kahoot?
Yes, sir! That's what I've been waiting for. That's what it's all about.
Man, I fucking love Kahoots, and I don't study for shit. Bro, I feel like Kahoots are the exact equivalent of the good old here comes the airplane trick. Like,
yo, you want a Brussels sprout?
Aw, hell nah, bro. Those are disgusting.
Oh, shit. Alright, but here comes the airplane.
Hey, Chains, you need to study for this history test.
Hell nah, bro. That shit's boring as hell.
Okay, yeah, but...
The Declaration of Independence was signed on the... Because personally, I didn't give a single fuck about what we're learning in school. But I swear they infused the Kahoot music with Adderall or like crack or some shit. Because a game of Kahoot used to have me all the way locked in. And I would be grinding my way up those leaderboards. Like, I'd make it to third place and then second place and then first. And then the teacher would throw in some bullshit like, now what position was Abraham Lincoln conceived in? So I go for the safe answer, and all of a sudden I dropped 14 places, and I'm getting passed by goddamn Dildo and Duncan McCawkiner. And the teacher's over here yapping about,
Guys, you should know this one. It's chapter 13 in your textbooks.
Like, bro, why the actual fuck should we know this one? But in these Kahoots, people were coming up with the most outrageous names of all time, bro. I remember any time a teacher would pull up a Kahoot, the first names would start off normal as hell. Jessica, Eric, maybe a little Bartholomew. But as soon as one dude drops a name that's ever so slightly comical, every single name after that ends up being more and more out of pocket than the last. It's like a competition to see who's gonna push that shit the furthest. Like Richard Long quickly turns into Ben Dover, which nicely parlays into Hugh Janus, which passes it over to I Swallow Cum, who alley-oops it for Wilma Dickfit, which eventually somehow always ends up with the teacher just catching mad strays. Like somewhere along the line, that shit goes from Dixie Normus to Miss Jackson's built like Mike Wazowski. Alright, who said I'm built like Mike? I remember I had this teacher who used to love Kahoots. Shit, she loved her Kahoots so much, we'll call her Miss Kahooters. Nope.
Nah, we're not actually doing that. We're not calling her that. I think we'll just go with Miss Kahoot. You know what I'm saying? I think Miss Kahoot works just fine.
And every Friday or so, we would walk into Miss Kahoot's class, and she would have a Kahoot pulled up smiling from ear to ear. Which, I'm not gonna lie, was really sad to see. Not because she was smiling, but because I knew in 20 minutes tops, that smile would turn into straight anger, bro. Hey class, happy Friday. We're gonna do another Kahoot because I know it's a class favorite. Just please, everyone be appropriate.
DJ Bustanut, are you serious? In my 22 years of teaching, I have never...
And I felt bad for Miss Kahoot, you know, like, I really did, but it was low-key her fault for running it back so many times. Because DJ Bustanut just couldn't stop catching these dubs, bro. He was a dog. But nah, I really do feel Miss Kahoot, because sometimes even Kahoot pisses me off, bro. Because picture this, I'm here grinding out these answers, giving it my all, even